Good morning, gentlemen. The fourth aliyah in this week's parasha of Yaakov Pekudei is the bridge aliyah that links the end of Yaakov to the beginning of Pekudei. The discussion there, of course, of the completion of the Mishkan, with Yaakov focusing very much on the Kelim and the Mishkan itself, and Pekudei focusing very much on the Bidei Kehuna, and then the process, the celebration of the Mishkan, the consecration of the Mishkan, if you will. Within this story, within this parsha, one of the major protagonists, one of the major characters that appears, of course, is Bezalel. Bezalel, who is the contractor, if you will, the engineer of the Mishkan, one chosen by Hashem to build the Mishkan itself. But Rashi comments on what is it? What is about the greatness of Bezalel? What did Bezalel have going for him in this role? And we know Rashi quotes in the Aliyah Revi, a famous midrash, that it says the following. But Pasuk says, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'matei Yehuda, Bezalel, you know, from Yehuda, Asad kol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe, did everything that God commanded Moshe. And Rashi comments that, why doesn't it say Asad asher tziva et Moshe? Or asher tziva Moshe, why didn't he do everything that Moshe commanded him to do? So Rashi brings a famous Yidrash with the following story. That when Moshe talks to Bezalel, he says the following. That he says, Moshe says to Bezalel the following, Minhag Olam, so Moshe says first, Moshe told Bezalel, first build the Kelim, and then build the Mishkan itself, then build the edifice that we put the Kelim in. Bezalel responds to Moshe and says, Marlo Bezalel, Minhag Olam, lasot tchila bayit, v'achar mesim kelim b'tocho. He says, generally, I think the practice of the world is first you build a house, first you build the outer of the Mishkan itself, and then we put the Kelim, and then build the Kelim. Moshe comments to Bezalel. Moshe is shocked by Bezalel's response, and he's really surprised, and he says to him, Amar lo Moshe, Bezalel Hayita, were you within the shade of Hashem? Were you there when God was talking to me? In fact, he says, because Moshe says, that's exactly what God commanded me, actually. Right? Somehow there was confusion. God actually commanded build the Mishkan and then build the Kelim. What Rashi points out here is what Bezalel has a certain insight, divine insight, into understanding what God wanted. Even though he wasn't there necessarily when God spoke to Moshe, he intuited. He was able to intuit or understand in some way what God wanted him to do. To first build the Mishkan and then build the Kelim. And that is why the Asher Tziva Hashem met Moshe, because Moshe, in fact, didn't give Bezalel the instruction in that way, but Bezalel himself intuited the way God wanted it to be. So it seems there that Bezalel's greatness is his divine insight. Dora Chaim in Parashat Pekudei, Parashat Vayakel, has another interesting insight about Bezalel. And he says the following. When God brings Bezalel in, when God tells Moshe, I want Bezalel to build the Mishkan, right, he says to him, Vayimaleh oto ruach Elohim b'chokhma b'tuna v'dat v'yukhal melacha, right, God said, I filled him with divine spirit, wisdom, understanding, knowledge in all labors. And then later on, it says at the end, it says, wrote Natan Libo, and to teach God gave in his heart. The Or HaChaim comments on this comment, Lo Rotan Libo, he makes the following comment. Right, there are many, many wise men. There are many wise men whose their wisdom stays in their heart themselves. Their wisdom is kept for themselves. It's all internal. They know a lot, they gain a lot, they have a lot of understanding, but it all remains within them. Because they don't know how to teach it. They can't teach what they have. Right, they keep it to themselves. And that's why it says that the teach God gave him. He learned his greatness was he learned how he was able to teach what he did. Bezalel was able to instruct others in his wisdom, in his skill, in the artisanship that he had, in the skill of creativity. Bezalel was not just someone who had it within him and can do it by himself, but was able to teach others around him, those working with him. He was able to impart that knowledge and that wisdom, that divine insight that he had, that he showed Moshe in intuiting how the Mishkan should be built and constructed. He was able to share that with others. It's interesting in life, right? This might be Bezalel's greatness. In life, there are many people who acquire a lot of wisdom, a lot of skill sets, particular skill sets. And for whatever reason, either for an inability or lack of desire or loathing to teach it, because maybe I lose my edge if I give up that skill. Maybe if I teach others what I can do or my knowledge, I lose that edge. I lose that greatness. The greatness of Bezalel was that there was no fear in that.
The goal of his knowledge, the goal of his insight was to teach others, to share with others. The greatest thing, when God wants to describe Bezalel, the final coda, the final statement God wants to make on Bezalel is not the wisdom that he has, not the skill that he has, but the rote natam libo, that he lived his life to teach that wisdom, to impart that wisdom to others. The greatest thing to do when we gain wisdom through the year, right, when we gain insight into the world, when we gain skills, the greatest chesed, the greatest gift to the world, the greatest insight we have is from Bezalel, that we can teach it to others, to share what we have with others, to not only enrich our lives, what we gain, our skills, our wisdom, our insights in the world, our understanding, is not just for us, but it's best maximized, the way Bezalel did, to be shared. And when Bezalel shared that wisdom, that insight, what results? The Mishkan, a house where God can dwell.